Ordinance number 2539, BCB Management LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a diesel mechanic parts shop and truck parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.46 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.42 miles south of East Reddin Road, which is Sussex County Route 565. The 911 address is 18293 and 18313 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 6, Parcel 4.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's staff analysis, we have a copy of the deed for the property, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Willett.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair Lady. The sign's wrong, says Chairman.
Yeah. It's okay.
My name is Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard and Schaub here in the Circle in Georgetown. I haven't been here in a while. I see Seth is here. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stand-ins tonight.
Okay, that's all right.
Myself included.
I'll try to be efficient. This is a conditional use application to, as Mr. Whitehouse said, to operate a diesel parts and repair store, as well as us have chicken feed trucks, be dispatched out of there. My clients are Mr. and Mrs. Sang, Mrs. Mohan and Sandra. Just to give you a little background on them, they moved here to Sussex County, I think 1990, and they ran a chicken house. And it segued into this business of running the feed trucks for Mount Air and Purdue, and it's grown. They do a good job. They have approximately 10 or 12 trucks that run 24/7 to feed the chickens for Mount Air and as well as poultry. Part of the application is they want to continue to dispatch them out of there. I'll get to the site plan in a moment. It may be a little hard to read because it's smaller. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I may even get it up on the, well, there it is up on the screen so you can blow it up. They actually raised three kids out of Sussex Tech, and I always am interested in stuff like this. A little background. One is a lawyer in New York, and two are doctors. Mm. I have three children. I said, what did I do wrong? I don't know. Or what did they do right? And actually, the daughter holds the state record for the 800 meter. So
oh, that's awesome.
Just little facts you might want to know.
There you go.
All right, back to the application. It's for diesel and parts repair shop and truck parking. The parking mainly for the trucks that we have located in the back. There'll be the feed trucks. If you look at the site plan, you can see the top, maybe, is there a thing on here? I know how to use this. Oh, there it is. On the ceiling, look at that. But it doesn't go on there. There's not much to talk about here. The top left-hand corner, that used to be an old building. It was like a mechanic shop or so. It was a mess, and it was torn down. Years ago, this property was a furniture store mm-hmm. in there. That's torn down. That's where they want to put the parts and repair store. It's at like 24 by 47. And in the back would be the overhang door, a larger 75 by 100 in the back in the middle. You see that, that's shaded? And that's where you could service, I think he said you can get six or more trucks in there, you know, without the cabs, obviously, but to put them in there. There is still a house in the bottom left-hand corner. They want to keep that house. They have a manager that wants to live there, so he would manage the property, including the dispatching. And there's a little barn in the back they may renovate for the office. That's why you see in the notice in the application for those three things, the parts and repair store, the storage of the feed trucks, and a home for the manager. So that's the application. The location of the property, it's tax map 135-6, parcel 4. It's on the northbound of Route 113, right south of Reddin Road. It's 4.42 miles south of Reddin Road, and it's about five and a half acres off that side. I don't know, maybe Mr. Whitehouse or Senator Lauren can help me run through some pictures that I submitted. I have hard copies of them as well. I just want to talk about the area there. If I could, Madam Chair Lady, I have hard copies of the pictures.
Oh, sure.
Would you like me to hand them over? think I have enough. Can I hand them up here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, that's going to run through them, as you have the hard copies as well. So just north, if you're looking at a map of the property, two parcels north of the Mohens or the Singh's property, BCB, is this Dr. Anthony, I think she's still there, pain management doctor's office. You go to the next one. That's her sign and the sign right in front of him. You see that building? I think there may be another picture just north of them, three lots north of them. Is what used to be the old, like, Western Outfit clothes store.
Oh, wait.
You know that area?
Chico's or Chicks.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Chicks. And then as you proceed sort of south closer to the BCB's property, next one. That's, you can see Dr. Anthony's property in the background. There's, I think the name of it is, it's a construction paving business that's been there a while, but it's own commercial, and that's some of their product there. You can go back a little further, or next picture, please, I guess. There's Bayline Construction that's not too far away on the same area. Next one, please. Yeah, that's the paving shop. It's called Kyrie, I think. Next one. That's right, one parcel up in them on the northbound. Yeah, it's Naira Pavement and Products. It's own commercial. It's been there a while. It's, I guess it would be almost considered industrial, but it's commercial. They store a lot of product there, and a lot of their workers park there, obviously. That's some of that. Next picture, please. That's across the street. There's a gutter business that's there. You may have seen them around the county with their green signs. That's almost directly across the street from them, a little north. And WRD, obviously, is advertising in that area. Next one. Yeah, that's the old cowboy or Western stuff store. I don't know what they use it for now. Somebody's just stuck.
Yeah.
And those are my fingers, I think. Next one. So, yeah, that's BCB's sign that they have there. It may be a little bit premature. I guess when this application went in about 18 months ago, so he's actually ordered the building that's going to be there, and it's been sitting there, and so hope you're favorably inclined for this project. Next slide, please. Yeah, that's a better shot of the gutter shop across the street. Next one, please. That's redundant. Next one, please. That's across the street, billboard. Next, please. That's it? I thought I had a picture of the front of their property. Well, you saw it with the sign. That was the front of their property. The property just south to them is all wooded. He's been in touch with that neighbor, and maybe they're here today, but I don't think they have any problem. So that was just to give you an idea of what's going on around there. It's, in essence, sort of a de facto commercialist property. I think I have also submitted, as part of the packet, the zoning map, which has some of the zoning, and there's a conditional use map as well. There's an overhead. So that may be helpful. Before you go out, leave that. Go down in the bottom right-hand corner, right where it says Google. There should be another picture, another overhead. I don't know, Jamie, if you're doing that. And it'll show that right next to them is a wooded property, and behind them is there's a tax ditch, but it's all red and forest. So to the north, they have that all that industrial kind of stuff. To the south is wooded, and then across the back. Yeah, if you look where the Google letters are, that's where their property is right there. And that with the house is there, the building to the left is torn down. Next, I don't know what's next, so I shouldn't ask for it, but we're going to see. Yeah, that's a conditional use map. You can see his property down to the right. There's some activity up in the north. Next one. Down one more, I think. In that corner, I think it's manufacturers, I think, but you see the concrete thing is the bright red just north of him. Mm-hmm. And then you see his property, and the red commercial across the street is the gutter business. And the construction places down to the left. So that should give you an idea of what's going on around there in reference to not adversely affecting the neighborhood. It seems like it would fit in that area. On the site plan itself, I've talked briefly about it. If you have any questions, you know, Moham certainly can answer them. The idea is these trucks, feed trucks, have been operating out of there for, they bought it, I think, a few years ago. I don't think there's been any violation or anything like that. It's been used to pretty intense use in the past, but to do this right, we're asking for the conditional use and the repair shop because it fits well with the business. In fact, Mount Air and Purdue probably will send them a lot of business to work on their trucks and various farm equipment in addition to their feed trucks need servicing because they're diesel.
Okay.
So you'll see the parking area in the back. You see an entrance in the front, plus there's also a side entrance closer to the north, which allows trucks to get down back to the larger service area. As far as your code's concerned, it's AR1, but it calls, you know, conditional use, you have that catch-all, which you can put everything in there, but it also in your CU, conditional use code 15522, it speaks of agricultural-related industry, provided that such use is visually and acoustically screened. They just have the shop up front, the house, and the heavy work on the trucks is in the back. You know, I'd like to think that you would consider this related to agricultural use based on the feed and the chickens.
Certainly seems like that would apply.
What's that?
Certainly seems like that would apply.
Yeah. As well as your comprehensive plan, although it's low density specific, and this is written in your memo. I don't know if Lauren wrote that or somebody wrote that, where they speak of it's consistent. That's, they always say that, right? It's consistent. But they cite the language, if it's agricultural support, industrial and agribusiness uses that support or depend on agricultural should be permitted. And this is clearly in there. And we're not trying to squeeze it in a back road. It's on a major artery, too, which I think is an element which makes it, I think, more desirable in this area.
Okay.
DelDOT, there shouldn't be any issue. They've already been in touch with them, even quarter capacity, because they always have an interest there. They have for years and years and decades. He's been in touch with them. Obviously, they're going to have to submit a final site plan that will appear in your calendar if you do approve it, if council approves.
Right. That's right.
And I don't need to cite the language and conditional use language. We think it meets that. It's semi-public use, won't adversely affect other neighborhoods, and it serves a need.
Community.
So I will call my client up here. I have proposed conditions as well as a finding.
Okay, if you would like to share those with Mr. Whitehouse. Okay.
Because I know you may be interested in that, or you'll add some anyway. The use shall be limited to a diesel repair shop, store and sell parts, parking and dispatching feed tractors, and manager's residence and office. The use and development shall be consistent with the site plan. There shall be no more than 12 feed tractor trailers parked at any one time. That's probably not going to happen because they're 24-hour dispatch. They serve Delaware and Virginia. And there shall be no more than, and I left that blank, customers. If you look at the parking areas in the front of the parts shop, I think there's...
So you're proposing sales there as well?
Yeah, for parts. So I think we had 8 people that come in and buy parts and maybe leave, but they're available in the front. I didn't know if you wanted to weigh in on that, but I left it blank. And maybe Mr. Sangwood. Vehicle and tractor trailer parking location shall be designated. They are. There shall be no salvage vehicles or outside storage of equipment and any material. Signage and lighting shall be designated as proposed on the site plan. Hours of operation for the repair parts shop will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 to Sunday. Applicant shall comply with DelDOT requirements. The final site plan shall be approved by the Planning Commission. And then I have findings, but you have to you have to make those, right?
All right. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Certainly. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
You're going to have to say your name, and I think that's where you...
Mohan Singh.
Mr. Singh, you've heard my representations to the commission. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
They may have some questions for you or us.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anybody has any questions.
Thank you very much.
And we'll start with Mr. Butler. Or was there something else that you wanted to add to, sir?
But you have to see if they have questions.
No, I think it's well said. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a few questions here. So I'm looking at your site plan. the preliminary one that we have here. So hour of operation, I believe we went back to, I had it laid out here. So basically 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I gave you my last copy, but if that's what we said, yeah.
The one thing I didn't see, since we're going to be doing truck maintenance, or you guys are going to be doing truck maintenance on your site plan, I didn't see any place where oil tanks, because we're going to be you'll be changing oil, obviously, or fluids will be stored. Do you have an idea where you'll be storing those fluids at?
Let me ask Mr. Singh. That should be in there about hazardous material.
Yeah, I just didn't see it, and I might be missing it.
Why don't you come on up here?
I see fuel tank.
Yeah,
we can require it to be on the final site plan too.
Yeah, I'm just on the.
Yes, but good question.
If you want to restate the question, I think it was about where would the fuel tanks be.
Or the fuel tanks are located.
I see the fuel tank. I'm just more questioning where the burnt oil will be stored. So I come from this kind of industry, so we have to mark out basically for the fire service where we store everything.
I know where you're going with that. The oil, we're building a shop where we're going to be using floor heating. We're going to try to use floor heating with a furnace that's going to recycle that
waste oil.
Yes.
Yeah, waste oil furnace. Great idea. Also, too, would you be looking for a lighted sign to put out front or any kind of signage for out front?
Yes.
I see a sign, but just to clarify that sign, what would you be looking for as a sign? A lighted one, just a 4x8? What would you? What would be your goal?
Trying to make a place look as pretty as we possibly can, so obviously a lighted sign.
Okay.
What size do you think you would?
Somewhere in the neighborhood, like a 4x8.
As big as you could get.
If I can interrupt, the sign we've presented to them, that's.
That would be similar, but it would be, you know, on a single pole and, you know.
Less temporary, yeah.
Yeah, this would be removed, that's just.
Yeah.
So Google Earth has a couple fenced in areas for trucks or for anything at that time?
We pretty much, we don't park the feed trucks there. We use that property for maintenance and also for switching, because we use two drivers per truck because chickens are fed 24/7. So we switch drivers there. Any maintenance, we can pull it right there so the drivers are not on the road or Purdue or Mount Air trying to switch. So we use that property to do all that right there.
Some of these questions may sound redundant.
That's
it's
fine.
Just to get them on record. Number four, you guys had, there shall be no more than blank customer vehicles awaiting repair parked outside on the property at any one time. Do you have an idea of how many vehicles are
going to be parked there, customers?
Yeah, customer vehicles are. What? So is that just for like people coming in for the parts stores and checking on the repairs of the vehicle, or?
For diesel vehicles, more likely is Purdue or Mount Air that we do big heavy duty work for.
Okay.
It's maybe 5 or 6 customers. That would be, you know, SUVs, cars and such. Maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah, because I'm just seeing a proposed parking area at this time, and it's only showing 9 parking spaces in the rear, and then 9, 10, 11, 12. And then there's some in the front. It looks like that would be the, I'm having a hard time reading it.
It's kind of small, but I think in the front, if you see the 6 spaces or so.
That would be where the parts area would be located?
Just people coming and going.
Yep, okay.
In the back by the warehouse, or the larger garage would be, maybe there'd be a few Purdue or Mount Air trucks where you have 9 spaces.
Yeah, my suggestion would be, you know, add the sign of what you want or what the county will allow. And then definitely I would put on here where you would be storing the hazardous waste chemical, or not chemicals, but the
oils.
You'll still have oil in reserve.
Yes,
so where that would be stored
at. Not to interrupt you, we're planning when we're doing that, we're going to have like an extra concrete pad with maybe with some kind of foundation around it.
Yeah, probably a double wall tank.
And we'll put a couple of like storage tanks there,
Yeah, I would just put it on here, so it's just, it's marked for the fire service, it's marked for DNR, it's marked for anybody that, you know, can see it and know right where to go.
Sure.
With signage directing in that direction towards the fuel tank and those waste areas. So I have no further questions at this point.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Collins?
No questions from me.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No, Mr. Willard's proposed conditions answered my questions.
Okay. Staff? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, the benefit of this process is we can, I don't have, depending on what your decision is, but we'll certainly heed those comments, reference our council presentation, add them as you suggested.
Thank you.
Staff?
None from me.
Okay.
No, we didn't get it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2539, BCB Management LLC? In favor? Is there anybody who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, any further questions, commissioners? Okay.
No, Mr. Chairman.
We'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to remain with us if you like to see if we make a decision today. Okay, the next